To get started, breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
No one got to stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
All you fine Buckeye fans, happy Friday. A Power 5 Friday is right here. We're staring right at it. I hope you guys have had such a fantastic week. We're winding it down here. We're ready to have some fun on a Friday night. And he hasn't been here one show this whole week, but he's here right now, everybody. My friend and yours, Tyvis Powell.
Oh, did you miss me, Timmy?
Of course I did. We all did, man.
Well, you know, that's how the schedule works. I'm a Friday guy. You know, I like to send people off to the weekend, and then they'll hear me again tomorrow.
You want people to be in a good mood.
Yeah.
As they're heading home.
I do.
Everybody's worked a good, hard week, right? We appreciate that about all our fine citizens here in Columbus.
I learned that people actually appreciate me. I make people laugh. I was talking to this one woman, and she was telling me, she's like, how is your diet going? Because mm-hmm. I said, I'm losing 20 pounds.
We talk about it, yeah.
And it's actually going well. You know, I made it
bothers you.
No.
This extra weight has bothered
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because it's, like, I looked at myself. So listen.
Yeah, you look in the mirror, and you say, that's not the man that I thought I was.
America, everybody's had this moment, okay? When you, it's the first time you realize that it is gone. It is a depressing thing. I went to work out today, and I got done, and I was going to take a shower, and I looked at myself, and I just...
And the light just wasn't right?
No, because I'm in yeah. the... See, this is the thing.
That light was maybe shining from the walls and not from the ceiling. And you said, oh!
But you got to see where I'm at, though, in this process. Like, I look at myself after a workout, and like my chest area, my arms are bigger than what they were when I were in college. But the problem I'm having is the stomach area. And right now I'm like in between being big and still having it, because like I have a gut, but I still have a little six pack in there. So it's like, it makes me want to get down and just do sit-ups because I want it to just pop like it used to.
It's more like one of those Kraft soda four packs. You don't have six bottles. It's more like a Stewart's orange cream four pack.
Yeah.
You got to take a couple of bottles away to get what you got. And you know, you said what you said about your arms and your chest. I get that they're bigger, but I don't know if I would say that they're more cut. I think you're just sort of,
filling out, just sort of
bulking.
Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
And that's what's happening.
Now this is the thing. As a father of two daughters, you always want to be bigger, okay? You want to be big, like
why?
Why? Because I have
to beat up
no,
teenage
it's not,
boys.
I'm not going to beat up teenage boys. It's an intimidation factor. Okay. It's an intimidation.
Okay.
You know how kids are like, wow, that's your dad.
I'll do it for you, Travis.
You beat up the
I'll take care of him for you.
Listen, Ryan Baker's on the job.
I was watching.
Thank you.
I was watching Bad Santa during Christmas.
I love it.
He told the kid, leave me out of it. And then the kid came back with the black eye, and then he goes and beats up the kids. I don't want to be
Billy
like
Bob,
that.
Billy Bob beats up a lot of kids.
I don't want to be
yeah,
like
if you haven't seen it. He'd be getting arrested for what he did, for several of the things that he did.
Oh, man. But yeah, you gotta stay like fit. So, you know, it's an intimidation factor.
I tell you what, you know, for people that listen to the show, they already know, but I kid with Tyvis. I'll try to play the game every now and then because it's just so ridiculous. I have to sit here, and I've done this for years, you know?
Tim,
I've done this for years and years and years.
But you're slim, though.
I'm not slim. I would kill. I'd kill somebody to look like you.
What are you weighing now?
To have your height, just to look exactly like you.
Are you in the...
I would do it.
Are you in the 200 pounds?
No, I...
See?
I hover right around 200.
See what I'm saying?
Six foot, 200.
Timothy.
And you know what? It would be better if I would be 6 foot, 175. But I'm not. And I sure as heck don't know if I'm committed to doing the things that I would have to do to get back there. Because
I'm going
I like
it.
To eat a chicken biscuit every now and then.
Tip, that's fine.
Actually, more than every now and then.
If you eat the chicken biscuit, just know that you got to go run some stairs or run around the block.
I'm not
or
doing
get
that.
Get on the Peloton.
Pop a beer after I do
pop
that.
Pop a beer.
Beers and Buckeyes, baby.
Health is wealth, Tim.
Mental health.
No. No, you got to be.
You cannot have your body without the soul, Tyvus.
Listen.
You cannot have. Right, what did the Matrix teach you? The body cannot live without the mind. Didn't Morpheus say that?
I'm trying to
strengthen my mind, and then I'm going to be happy with my body.
To rebuttal your argument, I will go to a great player in the NFL. He's a Hall of Fame legend. Deion Sanders. If you look good, then you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good. See that? So it starts with looking good.
How you doing?
So I got to look good, Tim.
How you doing? Stealing common man's Deion.
But
what
yes,
I did there.
I am down. I'm down 2 pounds. So there we go.
How are you doing with
18 more to go?
That's good. That's good. It's great. Moving on from the weight loss. How are you doing with the Buckeyes? And finishing up spring ball. We're into day 5 now of breaking down everything that happened, not just during the game, but throughout the duration of all 15 practices. We know we don't have a quarterback yet, but there's going to be tons of thoughts on that until we get a starter. And who knows how quickly that's going to happen when they reconvene for fall camp. I'm sure, you know, guys on the coaching staff, Ryan Day and everybody else, Chip Kelly, they're going to be poring over things that have already happened and maybe trying to get a jump start on what their decision is going to be. I'm not sure how this goes, but what's the first couple things that stuck out to you?
The first couple things that stuck out to me was I was very impressed with the defense. I thought that they really got there. It was some sacks that was made. It was some interceptions. Like I say, anytime the secondary can make plays on the ball, that's what I live for. I wasn't, like I said, the quarterbacks, nobody really stood out to me. And
I agree.
I'm a little concerned about the addition of the Will Howard, because to me, you went out there and got a guy who's pretty similar to the guy that you already had, you know? And I was thinking, like, what was the point of doing that? Is it because he has the game day experience? Okay, you can sell me on that. But at the end of the day, he can throw. Devin can throw. He can run. Devin can run. So it was like, I feel like, what was the point of doing that?
To their credit, though, and to back them up on that decision a little bit, you have not gotten to see Devin Brown with really anything on his shoulders yet. He was going to get that Cotton Bowl game, but he was out. He got hurt so quickly in it, mm-hmm. You didn't get a chance. And even if he did some great things in that Cotton Bowl, I'm not sure that would have been enough of a sample size to just roll with him right into the next season without bringing in somebody else who's willing to come here to at least compete. And again, that's the other thing too, Tyvus. They're not obligated to give Will Howard the starting position. If he doesn't earn it when they come back here in the fall, they could just give it to Devin Brown if they need to and be glad that he got pushed by somebody. What would be wrong with that?
What would be wrong with that? Will Howard would sit his last year eligibility on the bench.
But it was that's the thing that I can't believe I'm in this chair saying this to you, because you have been more of the father type figure when it comes to the transfer portal and beware of what you wish for and the grass ain't always greener.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying that?
It ain't.
You've been that guy.
That's a fact. But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, just because Will Howard transferred, look, I still think he's going to beat Devin Brown out because of his experience, and I think he'll ultimately do it.
My thing,
it's closer, though.
My thing is, if it's that close and you might be leaning towards Devin, then you might should tell them that while the portal window's open. That's how I feel. If you're going to be
I fair. Understand.
If it's literally about...
What if they're not truly at that place, though?
Then let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, if it's either neck and neck or if Will's got the slight lead,
Who ran out first in the spring game? Was it Will?
Yeah.
Will took the first snap?
Yeah.
Okay. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's where they are with it right now. But we'll keep talking about some more of our concerns, because we don't want to be concerned on a Friday. So we'll get our post-spring concerns. and issues that. There's another part of this football team that's been a popular pick for that category. We will break down the why with that. Tyvis Powell is here. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Vote in the Daily Fan Poll at 971thefan.com or on X, formerly known as Twitter.
The Daily Fan Poll is sponsored by ER Auto Care, masters of our craft.
Where Timmy Hall can start swooning over Aaron Kraft any second. It's the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and Tyvis Powell. Going to be a good Friday show here. Off and running with it already. By the way, we are sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing for top quality and a price match guarantee. Visit SchottensteinRoofing.com. Issues and concerns with this Ohio State football team as they head off into the summer. It's a popular topic. You got to hash them out. You got to see what you got. You got to see what your strengths and weaknesses are. By the way, I got an issue and concern with how you're treating my man, Eric Reeser, who's here working at 6:20 p.m., folks that know him, he's running, he's producing, and is a co-host for Bishop and Friends. That is a 9 to noon show, so he's probably clocking in here at 6:30 or 7 a.m. He's filling in for our wonderful Bob Taylor in production. That's a double job. He's a double shift all week, 5 days.
My only issue with that is he shouldn't have said that he would be there on Saturdays this year.
He's not allowed to get a weekend.
No.
He works all 5 days. He's a full-time employee.
Tim, how dare I hold somebody accountable to what they said? What was I thinking?
You just were telling me about a couple of Thursdays in the future that I'm not going to be on the Buckeye Show.
Because I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, your little teeth are going to be pulled out of your head.
I can walk in. Now, don't get it twisted, because I come in with the gorgeous in my mouth.
You just gave me the greatest idea, because I watched those videos of people that just had their wisdom teeth pulled, and I can remember being in that fog state myself. I called one of my buddies at work as I'm completely drugged out of my mind, and I'm just doing whole Seinfeld episodes straight to him.
See, I didn't.
You should come and do the show when you're in that state.
I'm not.
It'd be better.
Not drugged out.
Yes.
The last time I did it, so for everybody that's listening, I got my right side. So the top and bottom on the right. I should have just, the smart thing would have been to just do all four at one time, but you know, Tyvus is just not that smart. So Tyvus did the right side. Now I got to get the left side out. And they actually asked me, do you want to be put to sleep or do you want to stay awake? Well, I said I stayed awake the last time. It's something intriguing and fascinating to me to see this man just like hacking at your teeth, like to be able to see it. Like, wow, this guy's really getting after it.
All I hear is you saying you're going to miss a couple shows and a Saturday show.
Who knows? I might not even be scheduled to work that day.
I was getting ready to have his back, and then wisdom teeth and not even all four, just half of them. Like, come on, dude. I was going to have your back. Not now.
No, you weren't.
I was.
No, you're taking Bodie Wells' job and not agreeing with me.
I was going to say you never miss a Saturday.
You know what? My honest opinion, we should be allowed to take a PTO day without persecution.
No.
We need to stop with this stigma about PTO days. You're acting like this workaholic.
It has to be something. To be something big that happened.
You don't even really work here, though. I don't even really work here. Well, that's what makes this so difficult.
He just pulled out the big Trump card.
The thing about me is, this is the one thing that I go off of. When you need me, I always show up. Every time I'm here. I'm always there for
I
you.
I am the best ability, right?
Is availability.
Exactly. But you're much better than that, buddy. You're much better than that, or else you honestly wouldn't be here. But get off my man, Reeser. No. Let him have his Saturday, for God's sakes.
Then don't make that statement at the beginning of the year. Oh, I'm going to be there at all the Saturdays this year. I'm going to do better this year.
You're right. Don't be like Nick Saban and say, I will definitely never, ever take the Miami Dolphins job. And then the next week, take the job.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he did that.
Wow.
Saban?
I did not know
that.
That's sad.
Liar. Just a liar.
Wow.
Blood-sucking liar.
Yeah.
So, Tyvus, the big concern for most Buckeye fans and for me too, whether we talk about quarterback until we're blue in the face, and you've had some big comments here. I wasn't almost ready for the big comments with where you are with Will Howard. It sounded like you're wondering why they even pulled the trigger on this in the first place. And your team, Devin Brown, right now.
I am.
I feel that.
Because
they're about to, you say they're the same guy, other than like 3 inches and 35 pounds, but.
Yeah. No, they both.
And Will Howard's been playing for 4 years. They both have lots of experience.
They both have a big arm, and they both are willing to run the ball, and Will dropped their shoulder, so I respect that. But.
And they're both probably not the most consistent passers.
The thing about Devin that I think is going to propel him and make him eventually become the starter of this team is the fact that I truly believe that everybody on the team will go to war with Devin. I just do. I just think that he has that it factor, that I'm a frontline guy. When it's time to go to war, I'm the first one in there, and guys will follow that.
I won't dismiss that. I just think
when you listen to him talk and how the camaraderie that he has with the team, how everybody's just behind him, like, I just think that that's what's going to help him win. Like, on a Saturday when the game's on the line, I want the guy that I think is going to get the job done. I think Devin's that guy.
So answer me this, and this is not saying that Will Howard isn't a great guy, and this is the system that it is. This is not meant to be a negative towards him or anybody that transfers in at all.
Not at all.
I'm just walk down this road with me.
Mm-hmm.
As fans, I think, you know, there's maybe a line in the sand that you draw from like one generation to the next where we start to feel a little bit more standoffish mm-hmm. about the way the whole system is going.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be starting to offend certain sections of the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bit of that. And like talking to my dad about sports, you know, I feel that the difference is there. but you've got a guy that's been here, that was recruited to play at Ohio State and has been in the locker room, even though he hasn't been the starter. And then you have somebody that's played a whole career somewhere else and now is just walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And you having played here, I can understand how important being an Ohio guy was to you and just the rich tradition and history that is Ohio State football and how much it meant to you just to get a sniff from Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention actually being recruited and wind up going here mm-hmm. and being a good player. So am I making any sense with that? And I know we have to get comfortable anyway with transfers coming in, and we are, and we'll welcome them, and they can get the black stripe removed and become Buckeyes, but there's going to be a thing
just
there.
Just put yourself in a player's perspective on this, okay? Think about this. The quarterback position last year, you ran the quarterback out of town that was the starter last year, okay? The guy, when things went bad, you had a guy emerge himself and try to keep everything going in Devin Brown. After that's all over and done with, they bring in another guy at the quarterback position. So let's just say I'm a DB on this team. Let's say my name is Denzel Burke. When Will Howard comes in, okay, and then they say this is a guy that we were highly after, this is the guy that we wanted out the portal, when we get to practice, guess what? I need to see it. Like, let me see, because I know what this guy can do. I seen him in practice. I seen him for a whole couple of years. I know what he's capable of doing. But let me see why they wanted you. And if I look at you and I'm like, what's so special about this guy? Like, don't that like bother you a little bit? Like, they went out all out for this guy? I'm not saying that's the case with Will Howard. I'm just putting an example.
But
out
I'm,
there.
I'm also not saying that makes anything about this bad, because there wasn't really a super hot guy that was out there. Dylan Gabriel was on his way to Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Like the really impactful transfers. We're talking about Cam from
Washington State.
Cam Ward, right? And kind of look at him.
Did he go to Miami or something?
He did go somewhere. He went somewhere. But you know, when you were looking over and you're like, I don't know, like, is that worth it? Is that worth spending big money on? And so you wind up with sort of a mid-tier guy that has the bigger body that can maybe run a little bit more, what you're looking for.
Tim, think about this. This is an all or nothing year. Like, you should be going all in. You should be throwing all that money at those guys, because it has to work this year. There is no, we came up short. That doesn't exist. You have to win it this year. That's just what it is.
You do.
So what are you talking about?
You gotta go all in
on it. You should have went all in and got the guys that you thought was. You did it for Caleb Downs.
But there's only so much to go all in on, right?
I'm just saying.
Who else was out there?
They could have got one of them quarterbacks, I'm sure, if they talked to him. I'm not saying that they didn't.
Throw the buckets at Dylan Gabriel?
Maybe.
Should have done that. Peter Gabriel?
I'm not saying Will Howard's not
that.
We won't know if Will Howard's the answer until, not even the first, not the second, not the third, but the fourth game of the season. We won't know until then.
By the way, I was going to say, and I think a lot of Buckeye fans agree, offensive line, that right side, you know, how are these guys going to shape up? You bring in a new center in McLaughlin, that could work out, but Carson Hinsman possibly going to right guard. There's a little rotational battle right there. Will that right tackle be solid there? It has to be great.
What I will tell you is the whole 10 minutes that we just talked about these quarterbacks, if that offensive line ain't good, then what we just talked about is irrelevant. I'm going to just say that right there. If we ain't, you have to have a good offensive line to do the things that you want to do. And hopefully with Chip Kelly,
we can just ask Chip to figure it out.
I mean,
you know, if it's not great.
He's been successful everywhere he's winning, especially in the running game. So
we started talking about this on yesterday's show when I mentioned how Emeka Egbuka could wind up leaving here as the all-time leading receiver.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, and so it had me perusing and staring at a bunch of other Ohio State football records. So question to you guys, at the Buckeye Show on Twitter and X, what is the most unbreakable football record that you see out there? We're going to talk about some of the ones that stick with us coming up next. Tyvus is in. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Flo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown. Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at upstart.com today. That's upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Brace yourselves for more Buckeye banter. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and Tyvis Powell on a lovely Friday. I appreciate all you great Buckeye fans. Communicate with us on Twitter next at the Buckeye Show. Flew Hearts, he tweeted back. He was listening intently. He said, "You using a Peter Gabriel reference like Tyvis knows who the hell that is hilarious."
Never heard of it.
Which I was mentioning Dylan Gabriel and I just said Peter Gabriel got steam. But he, good news is, I told him that Peter Gabriel was in an old band called Genesis with another famous dude, Phil Collins, and he knew exactly that Phil Collins is the he knows he's that guy.
In the air tonight.
Whoa, Lord. Yes, that's it.
That's the best part of that, them drums, the best part.
What was that, The Hangover? Mike Tyson's doing it, and then he finishes it with the right cross. It's pretty good. That's pretty good. Do we have that? We have that in the system?
Probably not. Why would we have that?
Do you know how long it would take? Do you know how long this would take to get to the drum part?
We'd be getting off the air.
We'd be ending the segment.
That's how I feel about it.
I suppose we're going to have to talk about Buckeye football records with this playing in the background so we could get to that point. So I did throw that out to you guys, so throw them our way for the duration of the show here. Because I'm looking at Emeka Egbuka earlier this week, and I just found it fascinating that he's just a little bit away from he's basically a good season, a solid season for a Buckeye receiver at this point, from being the all-time leading guy. And that's a big deal. Michael Jenkins, we got his photo in the fan studio here. He needs like 1,042. And there's more college football games.
Oh, that's not bad.
If he has a clean bill of health. But again, I mean, think we have chopped liver for quarterbacks here, so I guess we're only going to be thrown for 89 yards a game.
Hold on, we're not going to do that.
I know, because that's not what I said. But you put that out there.
Not what I said.
I know you didn't.
I don't want people to think I'm not a Will Howard fan at all. Like, I'm cool with him. I just want to know what was the biggest difference. That's my thing.
All right, so it had me looking at the Ohio State football record sheet today. And the one that really did stop me is number 45. Guy who was out there rushing for another touchdown in a spring game. I heard Rothman and Ice talking about this on their show early this week. I'm sure there's a scenario where we could get a goal line package or get Archie a touchdown in a regular season game. Yarmir Yager, he's out there at 52 years old just... You know, hokey situation, scoring goals in a Czech league. Archie could do it.
You think Archie could punch it in?
We could get Archie in the end zone.
I'm gonna let you know something.
We block it well.
If that offensive line is playing well, yes. If they're not, I don't think he's as explosive as he was. It's the game has sped up since he's been retired.
Yeah, I know.
Are we close?
I thought that was the part.
No, that ain't it.
Yeah.
You jumped the gun.
I did. But Archie has 5,589 yards. 72, 73, 74, 75. Next closest, do you know who the next closest is on the all-time rushing list?
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you got, 22, 28?
28? No. He got up there. 4,459.
How many?
He had the 2,000-yard season.
How many years did he play?
Three? He played three and got up there. And that's the thing. You either have to have a guy that gets the job performs well enough to break that record.
If we gonna get anybody that comes close to Archie record, we got to go back to Jim Trussell football.
That's what I'm saying.
we don't do that no more.
And even if you go back to trestle ball, we're looking at a guy like my old friend Beanie Wells, 3,382 yards, and he was a dominant back.
Was he third
for 3 years?
Is he third?
No, he's actually down at sixth. So it goes Archie, JK. Got a good guess on number three?
Zeke?
Yeah.
Yes.
Zeke. He played 3 years, but he really just played 2 years. He would have been the guy. The clip that he was rushing at, he would have been the guy, but he was so good that he's going to the draft. And that's the point. You get a guy that's that good, he's going to leave eligibility on the table.
As he should. I mean,
right.
Like running back, see how they get shelved. I feel like I'm warming up for a game right now. This, they play this every stadium.
Dylan Gabriel ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing on the other guy.
Dylan who?
Phil. All right. Thank you, Phil.
That's
good.
The record that I want to know is the record for most interceptions in a single game three? You would think with the way that we pass.
I'm going to see if I can find that one.
Like, it should be much, like, that should be an easy break. Like, either that or the interceptions in a career at Ohio.
I can't picture that happening.
Three?
No way. That seems unbreakable.
They throw the ball like 40 times a game.
Nobody gets picks, though. Have you watched football?
Isn't that amazing?
Nobody intercepts the ball.
You don't think that's amazing that nobody gets picks?
Fascinating. Because it's not like you look at every single quarterback's sheet and see 75% passing, right? You see guys that are down there in the high 50s, low 60s. Which that seems about normal. That almost feels like an inaccurate guy in today's college football. You see like a Joe Burrow. I know Joe Burrow is like a legendary type of player.
But he has 70% pass.
I'm sure it was, right? CJ probably did too.
Wasn't Mac Jones like the highest in college football history with like 77? Yeah,
he could have been up there. He was pretty accurate in the Alabama
Baker
system.
Baker was up there too as well. Baker was close to 70, if not at 70.
Don't you think Dwayne was probably up at 70? Completion percentage?
Pretty high.
He's probably
I don't think it was quite 70.
Like 67 or something like that.
But there's three is the record, and Fred Bruni.
There's a bunch.
William White is up there. Damon Moore is a guy that had three interceptions in a game. Fred did it twice. 51 against Illinois, 1952 against Michigan. You see how old those records are? It's just a different game, but
didn't even know they threw the ball three times a game back then.
the other one too. So we did Archie rushing yards, feels untouchable. Three interceptions in a game that you bring that up. I think that's untouchable with the way it's going. But then again, like one,
there's no way that that's untouchable.
Freakish kind of game.
Tips and overthrows. You got to get those
and tackles. It's a different game too.
How many tackles?
572.
As a career?
Marcus Merrick, man. I feel like he's the least talked about guy. I've mentioned this before. The least talked about guy in Buckeye football history.
500 tackles?
He's your all-time leader in tackles. 79, 80, 81, and 82.
I was averaging like 70 a season.
And you had a year where you were up at the top of the sheet for the team.
I was like third or fourth.
You and who? Was it you and Vaughn were kind of chasing each other right up at the top?
I think Vaughn might have beat me, but I think the leading tackler was either Josh or Raekwon. I know they was like very close to 100.
I say that with tackles because honestly, look at the eras at the leaders where they played, and you have Tom Cousineau, an all-time great, not just at Ohio State, but in football.
Cous.
569, so he's behind Merrick. And then Spiels is at 546. Steve Tovar is at 408.
Then
A.J. Hawk is fifth. We just don't have those guys. And as good of a tackler as your guy, Joshua Perry. New dad. Congrats to him and his wife.
Yes.
He was up there at over 100 tackles in some of his seasons. It's just, again, you're not getting guys in today's college football that would start at those linebacker spots for 4 years. Those tackle numbers are just not available with the way the game is played.
You got to fly around. I think that really a safety, a box safety, got a better chance. Because,
it's untouchable.
You get JOPs.
They're not playing 4 years anymore. That's
not happening.
If you're that good, you're not playing four years.
You're right. That's not going to happen. Yeah, not at all.
Not at all. Those are just a few. Baker, you got any? When you look at Ohio State football, you got a record for you that just feels like it is never going to be touched. What about Dwayne's 50?
Let's go with
not that one. That one they can get.
Let's stay with tackles. Spielman and Cousineau, 29 in a game. That ain't happening ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They had 29 tackles in a game.
I agree.
The most I had was 15 or 16.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. 15 or 16 is a ton.
I know. It was something to be proud of. It was the Navy, though. It was the Navy game.
There you go. So, it would take something hokey like that.
The Navy.
And you were still about halfway there.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if we'll ever get Mike Nugent's career field goal record either.
I was looking at that one, too. 72 field goals made. Yeah, that feels like it's tough. We just don't kick it enough.
You down on kickers, Baker?
I love kickers.
We just don't kick.
It's the most important play, and you know everything should end with a kick. Every drive should end with a kick.
I think they
extra
should.
Extra points, Tavis. Scoring touchdowns.
I think they should end with an interception and a guy running it out. That's what I think.
All right,
JT's touchdown, career responsible touchdown too at 147. He's way ahead.
Give them to us. Give us your unbreakable Ohio State football records the way that you see it at the Buckeye Show on Twitter and X. Dudes ranking things on a Friday night. What's better than that? Let's just say my list will be also an all-timer. The Power 5 is next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Wake up with the Fan. Eat lunch with the Fan. Go to bed with the Fan. Dream about the Fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. We believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Morning Juice.
Dude, that's a late night, Coach.
Yeah, it was a late night.
That's back-to-back late nights for you.
I know it is. I'm struggling today, but that's all right. We'll move forward. We'll be okay.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan. Shen. The best sports talk in the Big Ten lives right here. Now back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy Hall, Tyvis Powell, all you fine Buckeye fans, thank you so much for being here. Again, we're talking about unbreakable Buckeye football records. Feed them to us at the Buckeye Show on Twitter and X. Before we get to our Power 5 here, I got to tell you about my friends, my buddies at Tri-State Men's Health. Yes, there's these two words you don't want to ever hear if you're a dude of a certain age that's erectile dysfunction. Oh, bad, right? We need erectile function. That's what we need in our lives. And you know what? There doesn't have to be a stigma about it. You don't have to be embarrassed because Tri-State Men's Health, they have treatments. They have a plan for you that is likely going to work better than you ever thought it could. They've got treatments with success rates over 90%. And I've told you this before, they can have you lasting an hour or more. That might be even more than you bargained for. You might need to slow down at a certain point. So see them. Call them at 1-800-900-9654 or just go to tristatemenshealth.com. Schedule a consult. Initial visit is just $99. If medically advised, you get a test dose in the office. And if that doesn't work right then and there, your office visit is free. You could be doing it the very next day. Imagine that. Tyvus is just happy just thinking about it.
Ha ha!
Ha ha! Two locations in Central Ohio here. They got six in all, but they got the one in Westerville and the one in Hilliard that I get the low T treatment at, right off of 270 and Cemetery Road. Super convenient. So check my guys out. Tell them very happy and excited. Timmy Hall told you to go and fix my ED. Indeed. Power five time.
Because there's nothing better to do on a Friday night, let's just rank five things. It's the Buckeye Show's Power Five.
Tyvus?
You want me to start or you?
I feel like I want to start this time.
Okay.
Actually had Ryan Baker helping me out a little bit, making sure I didn't miss guys, because on this list, the two at the top are so obvious, and I think it's really difficult to pick the right one. But on my way down, I'm recusing men's basketball and football.
Mm.
So leave those two sports, which that's pretty big.
I can't be in.
It's pretty big. You're out. Mm. Tyvus can't be in it. But take those two out. And then who are the best athletes of all time in Ohio State history? It's really like the Mount Rushmore.
The left-handed assassin. You got him on there?
It's the Mount Rushmore and then plus one, basically. So at number five, I'm going to throw in our guy Kyle Snyder. We're going to go to Tom Ryan's wrestling squad.
It's a great pick.
As an overall and as a pro, he's been insane, right? He's been absolutely insane. Three golds at Worlds, the gold at the Olympics in Rio in 2016. If you just look at his Wikipedia page, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Tell him I could take him.
On and on and on and on.
I think I could.
I don't think so, man.
Tyvus tries.
You might look good wearing a singlet. And why are they that way? Why are the straps so thin?
I don't know. I wanted to win.
The chest is exposed, right?
I always wanted
the
to
nipples
win
exposed
and do the
in a singlet.
What Kurt Angle used to do?
Okay, Ryan's saying Kurt, no, that's not true. They're covered.
Ryan, you know how Kurt Angle used to take your straps off.
You knew you were in trouble then.
The
end was coming.
Tyvus doesn't want a singlet. He just wants the spandex shorts.
That's right.
He's wrestling. But anyway, Kyle Snyder, number five. I mean, he was so close to what Logan Stieber did. He was so close to it. I mean, he started with a second place at Big Tens and NCAAs, then Big Ten titles and national titles the last 3 years of his career. Number four, and this was a tough one, because I'm thinking about Kelsey Mitchell and what she was as a scorer. But I kind of had a spot here for someone in women's basketball, and I had to go with our gal, Katie Smith, at number four.
It's a great pick.
I had to go with the Naismith Hall of Famer in Katie Smith. The Touchdown Club of Columbus, which I was sad when, I don't think that's a thing anymore. I was sad when that went away. Used to do some of those, used to MC some of those awards banquets. Me and Bobby did that a couple of years, and that was a fun time. They called her the best female athlete at Ohio State in the 20th century. Mm. That's pretty amazing. All-American. Led the Buckeyes to the national championship game in 1993, so Final Four and all that. Set the Big Ten all-time basketball scoring record for men or women at the time, 2,578 points. Kelsey, also phenomenal. I feel like I need to mention her and her credentials because she had 3,402 points in her career. Even after Caitlin Clark did what she did, it's Caitlin, Kelsey Plum, and then Kelsey Mitchell. She's one of the best that I've ever seen play in an Ohio State uniform. Number three is Logan Stieber. Go back to wrestling. Logan Stieber, again, Kyle Snyder overall, but if we're talking about Ohio State athletes right here, I'm putting a heavier weight on what was done at Ohio State, which is why he's up there. One of the greatest wrestlers in NCAA history, not just Ohio State history. He, of course, won an individual national championship every year of his career, four straight, four Big Ten titles, and the Dan Hodge Trophy. Unbelievable. and 2-1. All right, I'll do it. I'll put Jack, the Golden Bear, 2.
Okay.
For everything that he did, even in addition to his pro career, 18 majors, 17 runner-ups. As an amateur, as a collegiate, he won the USAM twice in 59 and 61 when he was here. Incredible just to win one of those. He won 2. In between that, he finished within 2 strokes of the 1960 U.S. Open, alone in second to none other than Arnold Palmer, that one. But Jesse Owens.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like Jesse Owens has to be the GOAT here.
Yeah.
I just feel like he has to. And I also didn't know this. I mean, he battled extreme racism and prejudice, and everyone knows his famed stories of upstaging Hitler and, you know, his band of Aryans at the 1936 Olympics, right? 4 gold medals, setting records in the 200, 4x100, other events too. His 4 golds in 1 games stood, I couldn't believe this when I saw this, until Carl Lewis in 1984.
Uh-oh, I'll make up for it now.
That's right. All the way until 1984. But his college career, 8 individual national championships over the course of 2 years, 35 and 36. That's still an NCAA record. He set 3 world records at the 35 Big Ten meet. And of course, the stadium at Ohio State bears his name. I didn't know there was a plaque of him in Ann Arbor. I guess that 1935 Big Ten meet that was at Michigan, there's a plaque of him there for all the world records that he set that day.
Really?
That's pretty cool, right?
That is, actually.
A plaque of an Ohio State athlete in Ann Arbor because he is so dang special.
You got to respect it.
That's how good it is. All right, Tyvus's Power 5 will be coming up.
Mine's is just...
Tease it.
It is top 5 touchdown celebrations that I've seen growing up. My top
The 5. Icky Shuffle.
I was not
wins
alive.
Wins the championship.
I was not alive for it.
The Icky Shuffle.
I would love to have put
Your
it in
Your list
there.
Is invalid there.
I wasn't alive. That man played in what, the 80s?
Tim Dwight popping the top on the football and chugging the beer. Right?
That happened?
that happened.
Oh,
they was
off the chain back in the day there. No.
All right. No, that's coming up.
Excuse me.
That's coming up.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to roll it over.
Excuse me.
We're going to roll it over.
I'm excited about my list.
We're going to take our time on a nice Friday. Tyvus's Power 5 list coming right up, and then we'll get on to the college football pulse as well. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Common Man has spent the past 18 years telling you how much he hates people. And yes, that probably means you, too. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays at 3. The Fan.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
The Fan Sports Center.
Good evening. I'm Ryan Baker. A lot of baseball going on in the Buckeye State tonight. Right now, down in Great American Ballpark, they're in the bottom of the second inning. The Reds and the Angels tied at zero in game one of their series. The Guardians coming up about 10 minutes from now. They're back at Progressive Field, beginning a series with the Oakland Athletics. 7-10 first pitch there. Tristan McKenzie gets the ball for the Guardians. Joe Boyle for the A's. Over at Huntington Park, the Columbus Clippers continue in their series with the Buffalo Bison, top of the third. The Bison just took a 3-2 lead on the Clippers. The Ohio State baseball team, they are up in Ann Arbor taking on the Wolverines. Top of the fourth, they trail 1-0. We've also got Buckeye softball tonight. They are hosting Maryland over at Buckeye Field. Top of the fourth inning there, and it is scoreless. NBA play-in tournament tonight, the Miami Heat host the Bulls, and the New Orleans Pelicans host the Sacramento Kings.
Block O on the radio. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, hour two of the program. Good to be with you guys. Happy Friday. So we didn't finish the Power Five back there. I did mine. All-time greatest athletes in Ohio State history. No football, no men's basketball allowed. For more fun list. Jesse Owens. Slim victory over Jack Nicklaus.
Very great pick, actually.
Yeah, it's, I think it's the right pick.
Yeah.
It's the right pick. And it's just, he's Jesse.
I don't think anybody's going to argue
no.
with Jesse.
No, I mean Jack Nicklaus could be
the
greatest golfer of all time. I mean, the sign says that at the Ohio State Golf Club, which is the most badass sign I've ever seen.
Jesse Owens has, like...
It's Jesse Owens.
He got two rec centers on campus, the J.O. North and the J.O. South.
It's just what he accomplished and how big that was for the sports world when he accomplished those things.
Yeah.
Seems to be untouchable.
I don't think I was even thought of at the time.
You weren't. It was in the 1930s.
Yeah. I don't even think my mother was.
I don't think your father was thought of at that point in time.
Don't you wish you could have been alive to see it?
Time machine type of thing?
Is there anything that happened in sports that you was like, man, I wish I could have seen that?
That's a great question. I guess I do want to know just what kind of sports town Columbus was way back then. And see like the early days of some minor league baseball. Ryan, you're good with this stuff. Were the Columbus Jets a thing back then, or was it before them? Was there something else before them?
I mean, there was a lot of renditions of the Columbus minor league baseball, but the Jets were a thing. My dad still talks about going and getting Jet bars, they called them, at Jet games. There were the Redbirds for a while.
All right.
So there were a bunch of different Columbus minor league baseball teams.
You know what, Tyvus, it's funny you say that. Why wouldn't I think of this? To be around when the horseshoe was going in.
Yeah.
The very beginnings of that football stadium, just to feel what that was like, to see a stadium that big.
And then they closed
in the 1920s going up.
Then they closed it off.
They did, eventually.
I wonder.
To get more butts in the seats.
Do you think people were upset about that?
Yeah, I bet there were. Yeah. It's like when you sit here and talk about making a dome for people.
I don't know why they
when you got the shoe. That'd be neat to see, though.
They say that now until they sit in that nice, comfortable dome in January, and they'd be like, you know what? This was such a great idea.
All right, so your Power Five
is top five touchdown celebrations. Now, the first one is an honorable mention before I get into my five, is Merton Hanks Chicken Dance. Are you familiar with that?
That? Oh, the neck?
Yeah,
the neck. The limp noodle neck. I love it.
If you have never seen the Merton Hanks Chicken Dance, you need to go do yourself a favor. That I always wanted to make a play and do it, but my neck just don't snap
like
that.
You don't want to snap your neck off.
Do it. All right. So number five on my list was the LT touchdown celebration. LT. So back when I was a kid and I was playing football in the park with my friends, that was a very popular touchdown celebration for me. You know, when he would get to the end zone and flip the ball, he put his hand behind his head and flipped the ball. I used to love that as a kid. I don't know why. It's very simple, but I loved it, Tim. It was like my thing.
I was a proponent of switching LaDainian Tomlinson's nickname to LD.
No.
because the L is capital.
No,
correct me if I'm wrong. The D is capital. He goes, his first name.
He goes by LT.
Well, there's a.
But then
you've heard of this other LT that's done things in football.
He's called the real LT.
Lawrence Taylor's called the real LT.
The real LT, yeah.
LD is the fake LT.
That's a
subdued celebration. I can picture it, the one you're talking about. Did a little flip.
Yeah.
Flip the ball, yep.
My fourth one, this one was iconic to me as well.
I feel like you only did two. No, I feel like you did Merton Hanks and then LaDainian.
That's an honorable mention.
Oh.
Tyvus's five equals six.
Yes.
Right, yeah, it's a power six.
That's right. Six.
Segments of Power Five.
Six.
I guess I spoke about Kelsey Mitchell, too, so I mentioned a sixth person as well.
So, number four is when Randy Moss scored against Green Bay when he was with the Vikings.
Joe Buck is mad at you.
And he moved.
Disgusting.
Well, it took me. I didn't know what he was doing at the time, but then it, like, registered. I was like, man, that's hilarious that he did that. He did the fake moon.
Joe Buck did not think
that was funny. That is just despicable.
Hilarious. I was all for that. Number three on my list was when T.O. stood in the star.
Oh, man.
Ooh, wow.
Just a great moment. It was.
The dude ran out on the field. It hit T.O. as he stood in the star.
Who hit him?
Roy Williams, wasn't it?
I think it was Roy Williams.
You remember Emmitt Smith with the kneel in the stair? Mm-hmm. It was Emmitt, right?
Am I wrong? He did that?
Am I wrong, guys?
I don't know.
Hit him first?
No. That went back because T.O. went to the star, and then the Cowboys scored. I don't know why.
Am
I in the right era? Was Emmitt still playing?
Yeah, I think you are.
And he took his helmet off
and spiked it.
He kneeled and slammed the ball down on the star and stared right back at the Niners sideline. I think. You're making me feel crazy, though, with the way you two are.
I think you are right.
Okay, all right.
Emmitt was still playing at that time.
Now, you like T.O. doing that, but did you like it when Baker planted the flag on the block O?
See, that's the thing.
Well, I mean, if he did it to anybody else.
I'm going to tell you right now. The problem with that situation is I'm not mad at Baker for doing that. I'm mad that they allowed it to happen. That's where my problem lies. You can't be for one and not the other.
He
won the game. If they let him get that off, kudos to him. But that wouldn't have flew in 2014. I'm just telling you that right now. But anyways, back to the list. Where am I at? Three, right? I did four. Yeah, it is. So number three.
I don't know.
Or am I on two?
I can't keep track of all these. I can't either.
Okay, two. We're going to say number two. Number two was Chad Johnson doing the Tiger Woods putt with the pylon. That was so sweet to me. Put the ball down and boom, and then he did the Tiger fist pump when he made it. You weren't familiar with this?
Okay,
one?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
It doesn't ring a bell.
It was so good.
I think I can see it.
It was so good that I did it in a game. It took the penalty.
And Tiger Woods, baby.
And number one on my list is the Deion Shuffle. I'm a DB. Deion Shuffle. It was just great to see the high step, then to see the shuffle at the end. That's just what it was for me, and that was always my favorite celebration.
So, all right, we got some rules changing in college football. Let's talk about them in the Pulse.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a carpenter.
Baker, we got some approvals and a couple big things here to discuss.
Yeah, guys, we can thank Connor Stallions for something finally, because we are officially getting in college football next season helmet communication. The NCAA approved that. And I don't know about this one. I guess it doesn't matter either way to me. But we're also getting a 2-minute warning at the end of the first and second halves.
Pretty big to me. Extra timeout, right? I mean, especially at the end of game. And I'm for it. I'm all for making the end of a game a little bit more exciting. It helps you out. It gives you a pause, a chance to regroup. And more importantly, it's that extra stop of the clock. If you had to burn a timeout for whatever reason, allows you to maybe, if you're on defense, get a stop, save your clock and then get your offense back on the field to try to catch up or win the game at the end.
My thing is, I don't know why it took so long for that to be in there.
Two-minute warning?
Yeah. That should have been already in there. You're going to have to do that again.
And it's a good compromise because you took away the stopping the clock during the whole entirety of the game after first downs.
Which Ryan Day was not a fan of last year.
I know.
He said he couldn't get as many plays in that he wanted because the clock ran out. But
I think the play difference was actually negligible. It's like a couple. Like two or three per game or whatever.
That was two or three big plays.
Or two or three disasters.
True.
That you don't
but
have.
I'm all for it. And the communication, like, I would have loved to have been the guy on defense. They would have never let me be the guy on defense to have the mic in my helmet. They would have always given it to the mic linebacker, and I'm assuming that's what they're going to do on defense. But that's good. You ain't got to worry about nobody stealing signals and all that. But that's not necessarily true because the guy – like if Raekwon gets to play, I can't hear him in Happy Valley. Like you got to signal it to me, and if they know the signal, it is what it is.
Hopefully, it works well. Hopefully, the bugs are all out.
Offensively, they'll be
and
fine.
It'll actually work.
Offensively, because they actually huddle up. And on defense, we don't huddle anymore.
Next thing you know, we're going to hear about somebody hacking the channel that they're on hearing all of the calls.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if Connor Stallions can get those glasses from Sharper Image, right? That has like the little blue light on it. They can record. He's
going
to have some radio equipment. Yeah, running some interference.
Did the team ever come out and deny that Connor Stallions was on it? They still have no idea.
It just went into the abyss, man. It just went into the dark black abyss of college football nothingness.
Timmy, a lot of people wanted both of these rules, and we've gotten a lot of rule changes here in college football. If there was one rule that you could change right now, Timmy, what would it be?
I'm glad you asked because I kind of have this vision of both college basketball and college football. Tyvus, I think we're at the point now, you've seen the NBA do this where you can challenge an actual foul call.
Mm-hmm.
And why not?
I love it.
Why can't you be given the opportunity to just look at a call you made and decide if there's enough there to overturn it?
Well, they did that in the NFL with the PIs.
But they didn't commit to it.
No, they didn't.
They didn't commit to it.
Do you know why they stopped
and
that?
There was some kind of disconnect with the powers that be in the NFL offices in New York where they actually didn't want that to work. And it's weird. But it was almost a childish, impatient attempt at going to that. I want college football to actually have it. I want to be able to challenge any call on the field, even penalties, holds, or PIs. And if they're egregiously blown, you should be able to see if they can correct it.
I'm pretty sure they went away from it because in the NFL, if you throw a throw a fade ball down the side, just throw the challenge. It might be if they hand fighting, it probably could be PI.
Well, they also didn't overturn like any of them.
No, they
did. They were like,
they did not.
We are sticking with our calls. Yeah,
they did not do that.
And there were some chances to actually do it. They just did a terrible job. They took a look at a lot of plays that were egregiously blown calls, and they just still decided to stay with the call on the field. They just didn't actually do anything with it. They implemented it, but they didn't do anything with it.
The one thing I hate about that, like calls like holding and pass interference and stuff like that, I feel like if you go back and look at every play, you could call it on every play. So
That's probably why they not going to do it in college.
Well, that's up to the officials to decide how they're calling their own sport. You know, officiating is. There's holding on every play, but if it gets called and you know, there's really not a hold or they've missed a face mask. I just think that it's time where they can do that. Maybe that does muddy the waters a little bit, but I would rather have that ability other than reviewing all these things. Like I'm thinking of college basketball again. You review so much stuff at the end of a basketball game. Mm. Give the coaches a chance to review something that they want to review. That's important to them, you know, and keep the flow of the game going to some degree as well. All right, a Buckeye around the block O is going after a major award. Ooh, what could it be? And I caught up with him yesterday. So he's going to be on the show next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fam.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's Ping Pong Game. The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you, or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza, a golden crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's Signature Pizza on cauliflower crust, like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours, and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The college football transfer portal's been activated. Ryan Day's lurking in the shadows, trying to snag more talent, and we're working to try and make sense of it all. Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination. The show where we pay people extra to host with Timmy Hall. This is the Buckeye Show.
And tonight, Tyvus gets the cash. You're welcome, my buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's going to the Leilani and Milani Fund.
Oh, yeah. Happy to help the daughters. Ring it up. Tyvus, you love to work, buddy. And you're doing Fan Sports Saturday tomorrow.
With Ryan Baker, the touchdown maker, because Eric Reeser left me high and dry.
No money for Reeser, but some more money for Ryan Baker.
Some for that you. Cash.
Yeah, it's just a sweet sound, isn't it? Well, I'm happy for these Ohio State golfers because in the near future they're gonna be rolling in some of this golf cash that's going around. And Neil Shipley, he's the dude, right? We talked about him. Hey, he was on the show with us yesterday. I went out there to the club before their Kepler Invitational started up today. Neil was, you know, 2 or 3 days back from strolling around Augusta, playing in the Masters, the low amateur, the only amateur to make the cut, and he winds up playing with Tiger flipping Woods on Sunday.
Little MBN.
MBN. You don't need to do anything else for the rest of your life in golf. Now, Neil's a young man. He's just leaving Ohio State after this year. I hope he has a long, successful pro career, and that's just the beginning. Yeah. But that's a dream come true for anyone. You think about it. It's unbelievable. But the thing about it, everybody's talking about Neil. They've had a dude We've had him on the show a couple times throughout the last couple of years. He's done special things in golf already for two straight years. Mm-hmm. Maxwell Moldovan has been putting together a hell of a resume. So, you know, it's just kind of created this fun thing, a little bit of a rivalry buzz within the team, you know. And so Neil just had the weekend at Augusta. And then today just came out that Max is actually a finalist for the Byron Nelson Award, which is the top golfer in college. No top kidding. Collegiate golfer.
Who is he? Who else is on that?
I was looking at it. I think Albrecht is one of the guys that was just in the Masters, but Neil Shipley was not on it.
That's
so that has to maybe
that's kind of crazy.
That has to push the rivalry on a little bit more, right? That has to be pretty cool. But I got to catch up with Max. I think he is stellar. I certainly think he is a tour player in the future. Mm-hmm. And this was our conversation before they started playing the Kepler with Maxwell Moldovan.
Here on the Buckeye Show at the Ohio State Golf Club, Maxwell Moldovan. Now look, Max, you've kind of been the guy on this team, and now Neil's going to walk back in here after playing with Tiger and playing at Augusta. I've played in two straight U.S. Opens. You know what I'm talking about? And you're going to be trying to qualify for a third. You're still the guy here.
I mean, why can't we have two guys? Why can't we have three? You know, Adam Wallen's had an awesome career too. Jackson Chandler's had a great career. We have a special group, and there's no reason that we need to be a one-headed horse. I think with the goals that our team has in mind, we need to be way more than that.
I kid, because, I mean, Max, isn't golf the sport where it's ultra competitive, but we also have good friends. Like, it's a sport where we play with our buddies, we play with our companions, but yet it's also ultra competitive when we get out there. I imagine you'll have a little bit of this going on with the team, and you've got the Kepler here this week where you guys get to go out and play and see what scores you can throw up.
Yeah, I mean, this being our home course, I think all of us have a little bit of extra chip on our shoulder to beat all of our teammates, you know. I think some of our biggest competitors individually this week will be all 11 of us. So it'll be cool to go out there and, you know, one of those tournaments where anybody can win, and we're excited to try to do that.
What was that like when you got the experience? I mean, you qualified for U.S. Open, which is amazing, right? To do once in your life. I know you're planning on doing that a lot in your golf career, but to get it done, you come back the next year, you qualify in a crazier way with the playoff that you had to survive and then getting in as an alternate. Then you make the cut, and then you're going back and forth between NCAA golf and playing in these kind of tournaments. What has that been like, experiencing a major championship at the highest level, continuing to play in college golf, still thinking about your pro future, though, at the same time?
It's definitely a lot to balance. I think last summer getting to play the U.S. Open and then the Barbasol, I kind of got my feet wet with a little bit of what I hope my future career looks like. But at the same time, kind of realizing I had a whole senior year ahead of me. I try to stay where my feet are at and play a great college season. And I haven't played my best this college season, but I think my game has gotten better, whether or not the results have shown. So I'm kind of hopeful for what professional golf could look like if everything kind of comes together.
That's how it goes. And I would assume, you know, Neil's going to talk about this with the experience he had. But how much is belief and confidence in this sport and what it can do for you?
It's huge. I think the mental side of this game is more than 50% of it, especially at this level, because if you're playing Division I college golf, you've got the talent, and the difference is the mental side. And I think that's something I've been able to learn a lot from Neil, because coming in, I kind of saw Neil as one of the most confident players I'd ever met, and I really wouldn't have categorized myself as that, but he's kind of taught me how important that is to being successful. So that's been an awesome thing for having him on the team.
Max, I like to know this from every golfer. Just what kind of golfer, what kind of person are you? What is a better feeling when you completely crush a drive, whatever shot shape you like, you know, the cut or the little, you know, 2 yard draw right down the middle to the spot you want to hit it, or 135 yards in and you put it to 3 feet, just completely pure a wedge? What's the better feeling?
I'd say hitting the close wedge, because I think, you know, you hit a good drive, you're not guaranteed to make a par or birdie, but if you hit a close wedge, then, you know, you'd have to miss a pretty short putt to make a par. So,
and that is why you'll have a future in pro golf, because that's the correct answer. Why would it be crushing a drive? It's about how you finish. You'd give me the tap-in birdie every time.
Absolutely.
Well, Max, best of luck to you. How many more tournaments? It's this, and then it's going through Big Tens and regionals, hopefully, and then it's on to what's next, right?
Yeah, so we've got Kepler this weekend, Big Tens next week, and then regionals, and hopefully qualify for nationals in the end of May, and then that'll wrap it up. And I know we've got several guys planning to turn pro right away in June, so it'll be an interesting transition for us, but we're all excited.
Game feels good, though?
Yeah, it does. I've been working really hard on kind of getting back to my roots, and you know, I played a cut my whole career, and the last couple of years I've tried to kind of work it both ways, and it hasn't worked out that well for me. So kind of getting back to my roots of playing a one-way shot, it's been great for me in practice the last few weeks, so I'm excited to test it in the tournament.
Last thing, because when talking about you in the past and how good I predicted you to be, where do you have your Rolex award? And for people that don't know, this is an award that guys the likes of Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, David Duval, it's got a pretty impressive list of guys that have won that thing. Where do you keep it? What does that award look like? A Rolex would be nice, but I'm assuming they didn't just give you a Rolex for it.
No, I didn't get a watch, unfortunately, but I keep it. You know, I have my dad put together a trophy room for me at our house in Akron, and I keep it kind of front and center in there because I think, you know, out of everything I've been blessed to accomplish in golf, I think that's probably one of the coolest things I've been able to do. But hopefully in the next few years, I can put something in front of it.
That's awesome. Just a kid from Akron, right?
Yes, sir.
Maxwell Moldovan, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
The award actually is like a bronze. It's a beautiful little trophy that you win. It's the Rolex Junior Golf Award. It's like the AJ, whatever the American Junior Golf Association is. So that award.
They give you a Rolex for win?
No, you don't. Dang. That was the joke. I didn't imagine they did. You know, give a junior a gold Rolex watch.
I would listen.
May as well, though, right? You're going to sponsor the award.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful trophy. It's like a bronze, like, kid, you know, with a golf bag around his shoulders. I mean, Tiger won it, I think, a couple times. Phil Mickelson, Scottie Scheffler, who is Max's guy, who just won the Masters, he won that thing. And, you know, it was a bloodbath for the Buckeyes today, by the way. We did that interview yesterday, then they started the tournament out at Scarlet today, and you felt the conditions out there, right, Tyvus? Kind of a windy day.
Yeah.
One of those Midwestern days. Buckeyes are tied for seventh in their own event there at the home course, +9 as a team. Kent State's in the lead at +3, so they're
Golden Flash.
The Golden Flashes, man. They're in striking distance, though, but Neil shot 3 over and Maxwell shot 6 over. Jackson Chandler was keeping him in it with a 3 under 68. So that was the deal today. All right. The new Friday segment late in the game. And we want to make sure you don't miss these Buckeye stories. So we dress it up and give you your own box of Buckeye bits. It's coming up. Tyvus is here. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
An encyclopedic knowledge of sports and other random things you may or may not care about.
I think I found my mentor.
Rockman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The home of Big Ten championships and future first rounders. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus on a lovely Friday. We just saw our pal Jen Winters just popped in.
Yeah.
Doing a bunch of work out there. Rothman and Ice, they're doing their thing at the Columbus Fury game. You had a lot of live scores there, Ryan. I don't imagine you have a live score on the Columbus Fury and the Atlanta Vibe.
I do not, but I bet we can get one here really fast.
Well, you tell us if there's something wild going on there. I'm sure Rothman and Ice are doing a great job. I don't know if they're like, do they have the mics? Like, are they...
Who?
Rothman and Ice.
Why would they have... No, they're not having them.
What do you mean, who? The guys you know. Your friends. They're doing the thing at the Columbus Fury tonight.
They probably
We've been giving away tickets for this for the last week. If you were here, you'd know that.
Oh, really?
They probably got like a section and they
No, I think they're doing something as far as part of the
gay
MC. Yeah, they're playing. they're wearing uniforms.
I would pay good money to see
women's volleyball.
To see Matty Ice out there playing, trying to spike something.
Oh man, yeah.
I have no clue, by the way, how to read these volleyball stats right now. I think it's 18-18 in set one, but I'm not positive.
Hey, let's go with that.
Sounds
started
good.
At seven, so I think that checks out. No, they were going to be like in arena hosts, maybe. You know, like you go to the Jackets game, what our pal Mike Todd does.
I've never been to a Jackets game.
Come on. I know, right? Come on.
22-22. I've got it. I figured it out. It's 22-22.
That's great. We got so much going on tonight. Buckeye baseball is on the road at Michigan. That's got to fire you up, right, Tyvus? Anytime you see someone around the block of taking on at Michigan,
they should be winning 15-0.
Let's get down to business. I think Ryan's last scoring update, we were down 1-0 in the fourth.
We're top six, and it's still 1-0.
Okay. Striking distance. Let's keep it close, man.
Solid softball, pitching. Though, doing good. Softball's doing well. Two up. Two nothing against Maryland.
Got the Buckeyes down 1-0, and now I got the Guardians down 1-0 to the friggin' A.
Oh, man.
Friggin' A.
So let's do some bits, all right? Buckeye bits. We want to hit a few things, make sure that we cover all of our bases. By the way, Tyvus, I had a question for you off the Maxwell Moldovan interview. He said something interesting about Neil Shipley.
Mm-hmm.
And like the kind of confidence it takes to play, not just golf, but anything that you're doing. I don't think you can be successful at anything if you're not going to have confidence doing it. And he said the thing that he admired about Neil Shipley when he came in, he was a transfer from JMU, mm-hmm. James Madison, right? They had a great hoops year too. He said his confidence was so off the charts, like right when he arrived. You know, I'd been doing my thing here at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And he said he tried to immediately take a page from that. Was there ever someone for you that was around your same age, same skill,
mm-hmm.
did something a certain way, you admired something about their work, and you took a page from that book?
Yeah. When I was at Ohio State, it was actually on the field. It was Christian Bryant. Christian Bryant was his attitude and his field presence and how you should be was off the charts. Like he was the type of guy that he had that dog mentality, that attitude, that it was so contagious. Like he feared nobody. And when I seen that, and he was like the smallest dude on the defense, but he like feared nobody. And when I seen that, it just like was like, man, I want to be like that. So I like
that's
started,
nice.
I started practicing and starting to be like that. And it turned out to be very successful. So Christian Bryant was that guy for me when I got to Ohio State.
Attitude, huh?
Yeah,
he had that fierce attitude.
I think he was the guy. Okay, so let me give you a story.
He got you hyped up out there doing what you were doing.
He was so special, like from just as a football player that. Okay, so I got to give you a story, Ty. I got to give you a little quick story. When Coach Meyer was here, it was this guy he had that came in that talked to the team, and the word he used was exceptional. And Coach Meyer got upset because he's like, exceptional? He said, you guys don't know nothing about being exceptional. You're like you guys weren't that good last year. Like, you talk about being exceptional. That's the E word. And he has so much respect for CB that in front of everybody, he like talked, he pointed CB out. He's like, that guy right there, the way he plays is exceptional. He said, you got to get you some of these other guys to play like you on that field. And I was just, as a young freshman, I'm just sitting there like, he's right.
I just remember how Urban felt when he got hurt. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was.
He did the press conference. Baker, do you remember that? You've watched Buckeye football forever. It was the Wisconsin game?
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. He got hurt, lost him for the season. It was like Urban lost a family member when he knew he wasn't going to have that safety for the rest of the way.
Yeah,
he was devastated.
Yeah, it was a tough time because at that time, I think Pitt Brown was the replacement.
And I
was just a young redshirt freshman playing nickel, and they tried to expedite me. They tried to get me to play, and it was just...
CB left a big hole on that defense, and that's he had a lot to do with why that defense didn't play well that season.
You know what that means? That's another guy that I got to remember when I'm thinking about the Urban Meyer Thanksgiving dinner table. Doggone it. That's a God dog. Doggone it. Like that guy's a warrior.
Oh, my goodness.
He would be him and hey. Oh, yeah, Guardians just hit a home run.
We're back, fine, baby. We're rolling.
One, it's a 2-1 two game run. Now.
Tyler Freeman. Let's go.
All right.
We back.
You don't even watch the games. Calm down.
I do watch the games.
You do not.
I don't watch
all. I'm not going to sit there every day, though.
I'm not going to sit there and watch 162 games. But when it's Shark on, does. I do watch the game.
Okay,
I am one of those fans that sit down and I can watch it from the first pitch to the end because they're only 2 hours now.
Here's a Buckeye bit. Men's basketball team, Jake Diebler. They're still recruiting. All right, still doing this. I saw Steve Hellwagon was talking about this a couple days ago and confirmed this. I'd seen that Oakland's Trey Townsend, who is the better player than Golkey on that team that beat Kentucky, the three-point shooter. I tweeted like 3 weeks ago when watching him play in their conference tournament, go and get this guy. You know, I can envision this guy transferring and using that fifth year. Get Trey Townsend. He's actually here visiting. So, Trey, if you're out, you know, finishing grabbing a burger or whatever and you're back in the car, maybe heading back to the airport to go back to Oakland. I know you got some other visits lined up. This is the spot. This is the place. This is Columbus, Ohio. Remember the Ohio State Buckeyes. Just remember that.
Shooter.
Always going to win.
You are a shooter too, huh?
Always going to win.
You're shooting your shot right when now.
In the end, that's what you need to know. And so you got him visiting and Tucker Anderson, who is a big 6'9" guy from Central Arkansas that has... you know, good frame on him, 15 points per game, played 31 minutes per game. Not on a good team, though, Tyvus, but a 15-4, 1.5 assists per game guy, 42% from the floor, 81% from the line. That's good. And a 38% three-point shooter with lots of eligibility left.
Like that.
Townsend would have one. This guy would have lots of years left.
He's 6'9 in these shoes?
6'9.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Stretch the floor.
Yep. He's one of those stretch three or stretch four guys, possibly, with what he could do. He'd have to, you know, improve on his rebounding numbers to play that spot. Also, did you see J.K. Dobbins is going to play for Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, I did.
J.K.'s back. Hopefully, he just needs some health, man, and hopefully he gets it.
I think he will, for sure. And you know, Harbaugh loves to run the ball. Like, that's his thing. So that's a nice spot for him. Austin Eckler's gone. They don't really have that number one.
He's a commander now.
I know. They don't have that number one run guy. So I think J.K. Dobbins will be that a really good fit for him. And I seen them post a picture of a young J.K. Dobbins, and he was wearing like a LT jersey when he was younger. So apparently he grew up liking the Chargers.
How about that?
Look at that.
Seems, you know, not far off from that style of back, you know, from what we knew from peak J.K. Dobbins at Ohio State. Well, shifty, but tough.
All I ask is when he scores, he flips the ball like
the LT. Flip. I don't think that's too much to ask. I don't think that's like stealing his thing. It'd be like, it would be an honor.
Yeah, it's paying respect.
Also, we had a short-lived career for a Buckeye safety. Did you get to know Cedric Hawkins?
I did.
That much? What kind of a guy was he? Because he didn't play at all last year, and he played pretty heavily in the spring game, but that's how it goes with depth. He played 46 snaps in the spring game, had 5 tackles. But when you look at the roadmap for the safeties and the DBs, it did not look like he was ever going to be able to crack through. Maybe not even onto the two deep. So I can't argue with the decision, and I hope the best for him.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is. It's like the receiver room. You know, you get so many dudes that you kind of get weak. You get left behind when, you know, they bring guys in, and you look at the recruits. They bring in number one recruits and top recruits. So it's like you just keep getting left behind. But he was a guy that was very dedicated. When I talked to him, we had great conversation. He was very motivated to be a really good safety. I think he got some really good game in him. So I think that wherever he goes, he will be really good at wherever he goes.
A Buckeye who could certainly take the top off of a defense says that he isn't done yet. Give you that as we look at some Buckeye hashtags next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your heritage sports talker and home of Ohio State Athletics, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
A quick listening guide. When something's on the fan, it's on the station you're listening to right now. If I say something's on ESPN Columbus, it's on 1460 AM and the Fan's HD2. When in doubt, stream it on the Fan app. Thank you and good night. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Happy Friday, everybody. Timmy and Tyvus. It's the Buckeye Show. Just remember, 5 minutes, 10 minutes after the show is done, what can you do, Tyvus?
What can they do? You can go to wherever you get your podcasts, and this show will be on there. You can catch the Buckeye Show. Go back and listen. We talked to Maxwell Moldovan, who actually did a really good job of talking about how Neil Shipley has helped him elevate his game. So you might want to check that out. That's a really good interview that Tim did right there.
That's so kind, and he's such a good friend.
Tyvus paying attention. I'm impressed.
Well, that's the thing. So when I was in school,
hour on a Friday?
You know what? I was the worst type of student when I was like growing up, because I was that kid that could sit in the back and crack jokes. But if you asked me a question, I knew the answer to the question. So it was like, dang, I couldn't stump him on that. Like, Tyvus, what did I just say? And I'll be like, oh, you said such and such, such and such, such and such. And they'd be like, yeah, that's right.
I have a tweet or an X from one of your guys, Tyvus. This is also a guy that I don't think we talk enough about, and how important, how dangerous of a player he was for a team that won the national championship. And we seem to... And I know why. Like, it was the craziest quarterback story in college football history, how it wound up that way, and how the Buckeyes had enough in that room to be down to their third string quarterback and almost seem better. you know, it just almost seemed like, oh, this is what we were supposed to do the whole entire time, is have 12 gauge back there, Cardale Jones doing his thing. But this guy named Kevin said, I just got TikTok and I stumbled across this video. I've never been on TikTok before, but I imagine it like it knows your algorithms and it knows what you like. It's just like, here's an old video, whatever. And so he said, instant chills. Devin Smith was that dude. Credit to whoever on TikTok. Just thought I'd share. Hopefully someone steps up like he did that year. And it's just this awesome little highlight vid of Devin Smith in 2014. It's really just clips from the championship run. Alabama, Wisconsin, Alabama, Oregon, national championship game. And my goodness, it is just great to watch the way that that guy could take the top off. What a deep threat. And Devin saw this, so he reposted it and said to the NFL and UFL, I am not finished. I still got a lot of juice left. 100. Salute.
You know what's so interesting about Devin Smith's career as a Buckeye? that somebody pointed this out to me after we were done playing. Do you know Devin Smith, every pass that he caught in college was vertical?
And that's...
Like, he didn't catch slants and digs.
Well, don't you think that's part of what
completion
of his career was about here?
But that's crazy to think. Like, if I'm a DB in college, like, you have to know that. Like, I'm going to just stay on top of this route.
I agree. And he does it anyway.
Like, that's very impressive to me to know. Like,
his yard per catch was always like north of 20.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Devin was special. I went up against Devin a lot as a true freshman. While I was redshirting, I was still playing corner at the time. And, you know, I ran track, but like Devin was a different type of fast.
He was close. He was close. He finished with 2,503 receiving yards. I'm not looking at my top 10 all time, but that's only a few hundred yards away from Michael Jenkins, the all-time leader.
Didn't he have...
He had 30 touchdown catches. He had 931 for a 28.2 average in 2014. That's got to be a record.
He was up
there. That can't be broken. We talked about that in the first hour. Records that can't be broken.
He was up there with... David Boston on most touchdowns by receiver, wasn't he? Wasn't he second until Chris Olave came?
He had 30
for
his career.
I think that's right. It's pretty close.
Yeah, I'm going back to my stats.
Because I remember looking at it like, Devin scored every touchdown.
Guys, I know he's not as tall as Devin was, I don't believe, but I thought watching Jaden Ballard in high school that he was the next Devin Smith.
Yeah.
Because he had that speed and he was so good on vertical routes in
high
school.
That's what he does. Yeah.
I thought he was the next Devin Smith, and it hasn't worked out because we've had so many good receivers here.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right, so here's how it went. Olave broke David Boston's touchdown record. Yes. David Boston had 34. So Devin was second to David Boston.
That's what I thought.
Until Marvin and Chris Olave just came
along. Marvin beat him too?
Marvin got 31.
How many Devin got?
30.
Okay.
30 on the dot. But
Smith is going to shatter all.
I can't find anything on the fly here for yard per catch. That would be Jerry Emig, Buckeye Notes, if you're listening. Can you confirm that Devin Smith's 28.2 yards per catch in 2014 is definitely a Buckeye record?
Don't think Terry Glenn was up there like
Well,
this?
For like a certain, you got to qualify for something like that, right?
It's got to be.
You got to have at least 50.
So you say his career average is 28?
He only had 33 catches that year. So if we put that at like 20 catches or more.
Yeah.
For a season, like if you had to put 20
what
as the bar.
What year was that he did that?
2014.
He only had 33 catches?
Great, I know, but he had 931 yards. He didn't need any catches. Everything was a 50-yard bomb for a touchdown. I know. It's absurd.
Devin got some video game numbers. He had 33 catches for 900 yards.
33 catches for 931 and 12 touchdowns.
That's ridiculous.
End of story.
I feel like in that run at the end, that's all it was Zeke running the ball and Cardell throwing it as far as he could and letting Devin run under it.
Yeah.
And then Cardell running a little bit, right?
Yeah.
He took on two of those Oregon linemen.
Well, that's because
on
was
a big third
big
down and two or big third down and three in that game and just pushed them forward 4 yards.
There is no way. I refuse to believe in a 15. We played 15 games.
Terry Glenn was 23.1 in his big 1995 season.
I refuse to believe that Devin only had 33 catches. There's no way that's correct.
All right. That's it. Tyvus, tomorrow, you and Baker. And Caleb Blake will run the show for Fan Sports Saturday. Before that, at 9 a.m., my man Skip Mossick, T to Green. He's got both Buckeye golf coaches and Ron Syrak on the show. Don't miss T to Green at 9 a.m. Amber and Ian. Oh, baby. Coming up next on The Fan.
Bobby Carpenter doesn't have a mullet, but he's knee-deep in mullet energy. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.